This guy. I don't know if you know this guy.
This guy?
Yeah, he talks about architecture being, he talks about organic architecture, like building buildings that are alive, that do what a tree does, which is basically exchange, nitrogen and oxygen. And,
all right. Where did you get this file?
Oh, I didn't know you had lovely Macs.
Do you know how to do it, Mac?
Be a Mac person. I'm a PC person, but I know. Okay.
First, I want to get this thing.
Right. So now you can eject.
I want to.
You have it right here.
I ejected it already. Well,
yes, dear. So it's asking, here's that CDR thing again. It thinks there's a disk in there.
It is. I just put it in.
Oh, groovy.
Okay. So I'm going to do this first. Let me get that document.
Yeah, there it is.
And I'm going to pull it out here onto this right here.
Okay. Awesome.
So that I can pull it onto the CD. That's what I'm trying to figure out how to do. We don't know.
Oh, then you want to just have, just drag it to the CD?
Yeah. Just drag it to the CD?
No,
I don't know how to do that.
Because not right there.
This one doesn't bring up a CD image.
How about this? Oh, go here and go to the, see what you have in, open other application.
Open a, go up under a file.
Right.
Okay, file.
Right there.
Uh-huh.
And say new finder window. New finder window, top one.
Top one.
Okay.
And you got one open. I'm sorry. So
I already have
you don't have
thing.
A disk. It doesn't show that that it's recognizing you have a disk in there.
But
I think
does.
You want to click OK here.
Not on disk utility though. Have it change to
ignore.
Just get rid of it?
Yeah, you can click ignore if you want to ignore the disk.
Yeah, but then what do I do to burn this? How do I burn this?
Yeah, you see, this is in, so this should be. Oh, how about this?
I should have it down here, but I don't.
Hit your. Oh, double click on your Mac.
That's going to open up another window.
That's all it does.
Well, it should then be. Then click on network.
No, it's not going to be a network.
But it should be on. So you click on Mac, iMac.
That's just going to get one of these.
Right,
it?
But your CD should show up because it's within the.
It should show up. I don't know why it's not.
Keep going. That shows.
Yeah, that's why you're a jerk. Is a bad name. That's right. But you give jerks a bad name.
Yeah, and like I'm such a fucking badger.
You're square the problem.
It should show up with your.
Yeah, yeah. Or
even at the very.
This is when I usually call my daughter. How do I do it?
You know, if you're, I don't know how big of a hurry you are to get it, but I can put it in a place online where you can download it from the internet if you want.
I mean, we should be able to stick this on the disc.
I have made songs on
it. I don't know how to act, but everything I do in relation to everything else is, can be seen as a giant act.
You hide behind the crazy double, the crazy messages you put out that nobody.
I don't even hide. The effect is it becomes appearing to be a hidden or an effort to hide. Don't even have to because the facts already can't be found. If you're me, The evergreens
you can
adapt.
Be found.
What?
You can be found just like Guffy was found today.
Yeah, but they ain't there very long. Look.
You have an address.
The richest guy in the world does not go and hang out with Jerry Fialka.
Yeah.
In the little place, right?
Right.
That's what I'm like. Richest guy in the world, going where you never would expect him. I could even say where I am, and people won't believe it.
Right.
I mean, when I used to be on Porter Show, talking from Jerry's home, he was kind of dope that I was calling from Jerry's home.
Yeah.
But probably, no, he's clever. He's just pretending he's Jerry's home, Jerry's home, you know? You're protected by all the implied thing that I do.
If there was a serious attempt...
What you're protected by is the mimetic structures of the people who think they know you.
Yeah.
Or their own...
User's content.
The limitation of the user's content.
I would venture to say no one's looking for you, because if they were, they could find you.
Well, here's the thing: the people that would kill people, they work for me. So they're not killing me. Yeah, they work for me. They kill other people. You know, they kill the jerks. Not the Gert Gock. The guy gives the jerks bad name.
Right.
So she has a new film coming.
Oh, so you're gonna tell us any more about what's going on with your channeling stuff and everything?
Yeah,
I guess so. I guess she does have a new film.
I
forget.
I
think she does.
Who? Madonna? A new film?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought she directed it though, didn't she?
Yeah, she's probably influenced by her husband.
She splattered across every newspaper, magazine.
Oh, Guy Ritchie. I don't know.
That may be a factor. Their husband.
Yeah, I don't know who people are married to.
We don't need to know.
I don't need to know.
Let's hope they come back in so we can continue.
Hey, Guy.
Giving up?
Computers are going to eat up your life.
Well,
all right.
Are you guys getting any closer?
Well, it's just that, you know...
I don't know why that disc didn't show up.
It doesn't show up on this thing. And
yeah,
eject it and put it back in, the disc. But you can't even eject it because it's not showing it on the screen. Usually you right-click and you can eject the disc, but you can't see the disc.
Oh, I can just eject it here. But I'm trying to get
now, this is a new disc. It's
yeah,
never been used.
Problem. This never
okay.
shows up. It's not a PC. They don't show up.
Why don't you just print
well,
it up
do.
And Evan pay for it?
That's like right. 500 pages.
500 pages? Are you kidding? What
that's trying to load your stuff, so that can just work in the background.
Okay, well, see, no, we don't know how to put this on a CD. When you put, do you burn CDs? You don't do it either, see. I knew you wouldn't do it.
I don't do nothing, you know, write emails.
It's gonna go. To use one stop.
Okay, I'm gonna try this. I'm just gonna try it. Let's see if it'll go in there.
Last time I used a Mac is.
So you have to say, create a new project.
No, that will take 2 hours.
Okay,
quit
it.
Okay, come on back in.
Okay.
Somebody will print it out for you.
All right.
What happens when you down click that arrow?
Down click this one. Oh, it just goes to those very same things.
So let me try. Run script.
No, it's not going to help you.
Documents. Okay, let's see. Where did it go then? Where's the document that you want?
I don't even see it. I put it out here. Why isn't it in there? I don't know.
I don't know what it's asking for you to do.
Yeah.
You have the thesis, Guy.
Yeah.
Print it out and send it to her. She'll pay you.
You can't. No. Are you kidding?
I can put it online and you can download it.
Okay. One more time. Undo this thing again. Undo your drawdown menu again.
We did
open Finder, and Finder just opens.
What's the disk utility? Open the disk
utility.
No,
we did that before.
We did that. I didn't do anything.
And open Finder again just brings it to.
Well, open the disk utility. What did it open when you opened it?
Click
OK. Click OK. Click OK.
Scott, we already did it.
Okay. Well,
what did you? What do you know about the disk utility?
Well, it's asking if you want to restore, erase, or whatever your.
Well, click under File.
Well, here's Burn, but it doesn't show you what.
Yeah, it's like a backup. It's like a backup.
It's a backup of your whole thing.
It's a backup utility.
I mean, I don't know if I can stick this in here, but no, it won't even.
Okay, how about
it.
This? Go to iMac and see, it doesn't show you anything. It's just first date erase RAID restore.
I can do this. I can send it to you. You know, I can ask my daughter how to do it when she comes.
Maybe
she knows. I was going to ask somebody about this because it was interesting to me because I wanted to figure out how to copy that to a disk myself.
Max is supposed to be so intuitive.
Yes, I know.
Well,
I have
usually
PCs for years, and I think PCs are far better.
PCs are so straightforward. That's what I thought.
I know. I have the same problem. I've had nothing but trouble figuring out what to do with a Mac. So just like,
I love Macs.
Are you tired?
No, I love Macs. I never go to PC.
Have you ever used a PC?
No, I.
See. I started out.
No,
with
I
a,
did. No, I
had
used
a K-Pro first.
I did use it in office one time for a while, and I didn't like it. It wasn't as nice as pretty or something.
Well,
that.
Macs are pretty. I mean, I love them.
Yeah. So the point is, now you know about. There's the copy thing and the Randy. We're all up to date. The final thing I said is that who Randy thinks Marshall would appreciate mainstream Bucky Fuller, and that Bucky would recognize Marshall is silly. That's not understanding McLuhan. That would be my, I think, the final thing. So, finish the copy. We're up to date. We can go to another topic now.
Oh, so I can go call my daughter really fast.
No, freak that. Do it another time.
All right, Evan, I'll do it and I'll send it.
The thesis, you already get the thesis by listening to me. The thesis is proving my essay on McLuhan. And he had to go and research all the archives to find out whether, you know that story, right?
To find out whether or not.
What happened? What's happened? Time limiting?
Yeah, my church is going to get ready to start.
What time?
Like, it started at 9.
Oh, is it 9?
9:30. You can't get there then, so you missed it.
Oh, no, it goes on for a while.
Where's your church?
Oh, it's a club I go to on Sundays.
Oh.
Yeah.
So anyways, Evan.
It's a club. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew Crystal was on our McLuhan list, but he disappeared for 3 years in the spring of 2004. This is the guy who wrote the thesis?
It's on the tape. It's on the disc.
Right.
You said this, right?
Yeah, it's on it. So he basically showed it. Suddenly he posted, hey, you guys think Purple's a nut? Well, I've been in the Ottawa archives for 3 months now, and everything Purple's saying is dead on. So then I said, oh, that's neat. Somebody finally did some homework. So I met him in August. I went up to the archives, went to Ottawa, and saw the archives that I organized for McLuhan's widow. And then he got stuff that I wanted to see. You know, in that situation, you got to order it every day. And it takes 2 weeks to get shit.
Yeah.
So he built it all up. When I got there, we watched it for 48 hours, all these videos and stuff I hadn't seen. That was good. He comes to Ottawa, comes to Toronto and a week later. I meet, introduce him to people, and then I come back in October. That's when I do GLOW, and there's the McLuhan Festival, and then he meets everybody, and then I talk to him a lot. And then he spent 3 years talking to me on the phone, and he's writing a thesis to prove or explain why my essay on McLuhan done in 98 is the closest to what McLuhan did. And he found all this other research that no one looked into. Other famous people who had written with McLuhan, they weren't. The letters that McLuhan wrote them were more in their archives, not McLuhan's archives. So he found all this great stuff, new research, and he produced this great book, which is, I say, the best thesis on McLuhan now. And I'm the hidden ground of it. And I helped explain it to him as he did it. So, if
and
you get,
he gives Bob a great credit.
Yeah. And so the thing is that reading that is a way of understanding me. And so it's worth it, but get a printout version. You like reading online?
No, I like it better. But if I had it there, I'd be able to print out, you know, a certain amount of pages.
Yeah.
And then, you know, chew on that for a little bit. Because just getting through FATA community, come on.
Yeah. No,
read a little bit. You know.
Yeah, this thing is, you got to read a little bit. It's an education to read that thesis. It would take a couple of years to get it.
So who do you, everything that you want to know, you don't find in this flesh and bones, chemical body world, you have to go outside. Is there anybody that you go to in the flesh body world that helps answer questions for you?
Well, I did decades ago when I was a junior member of the solar government.
Right.
You know, I didn't know everything.
Right.
But it's pretty hard to now to find someone who doesn't know. But there, well, I would say young kids are my authority, people that I'm interested in, because they're mutating.
Right.
So I pay attention to them. I try to learn something
from
them.
Effects.
Yeah.
or the effects I didn't see, or non-effects, or possibly non-effects. That's what I say. I say media don't affect people anymore. That's what they feel, that's how they act. They don't know subtly they're still being affected, because the media makes you feel that you're not affected by it.
Right.
So it is a deep effect, but on the surface, you can't talk about effects to people because they don't believe they're being affected. So that's what's interesting.
It's like the weather you were talking about.
Yeah. The weather's changed. So they think they're in Maui or something, you know. Everything's great.
It's not that nice.
What?
I said it's not that nice.
No, well, now it's that. We've come to a critical mass of that situation. Now we're flipping into the mystery body. I think it's neat that the Willows say that 2012 is happening now.
Right.
That's, for all the people put into that, if it's happening now, that's amazing. So we're, in a way, entering the mystery body, mystery landscape now.
Yeah. And you guys are heading out.
Yep. We're going to headquarters of Mystery Landscape Hawaii, which a lot of people think Hawaii is a pretty spiritual place. They get affected by it. It's an interesting effect in Hawaii, so that might be a node of the mystery body, so I guess we should go there.
I mean, what do you think it's going to be like going from New York? You're 3 hours ahead, let's say, of L.A. Now you're going 3 hours back. Was there any consideration in watching the world 3 hours later than it's happening?
No, because I'm all over the place anyways.
Right.
You know, I didn't just stay in New York, but I lived in New York. I travel a lot, so it's not a big deal. I don't think of myself as being in New York when I was there.
Right.
So I'm just going to a different environment.
If you're looking at it from a satellite, it's happening at the same time, whatever the time is.
Right, yeah. Very true.
So that part's irrelevant. Right.
Yeah, right. It's just going to be an interesting, nice environment.
Mm. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is very nice, because for one thing, the population density is so mellow compared to this.
Yeah.
You don't have all this human, you know, electronic signatures bombarding you, you know, all these different... All this psychic stuff.
It's going to be hard to connect with you from here by home.
No.
Remember when I talked to Jocelyn?
Honolulu's just like LA, but once you get away from there.
All those hours difference I'm talking about.
3 hours.
But it's the opposite direction.
You think I'm ahead.
No, I'm just saying that New York is easier for me.
Now Bob's behind us.
Bob,
you're way behind. You can't know what's going on. You're way behind.
No, it's because I like to go to bed at 8.
Okay.
And so
I phone at 5.
Yeah, no, 4.
3 hours.
4. Well, you got to, I'm in bed at 8, so don't get phone
so back. 3 hours before.
4 hours.
Four o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? See, you better. But I'm just breathing. This is a product called Shield. It's like a mental effect.
It's to help him with his reaction to all those malts.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Shield is called.
Oh, yeah.
Pam sells them.
Really?
Yeah, essential oils. So you just put drops in there, and it's there for hours.
You can do that with a piece of paper.
It's like a mental effect.
Oh, just a tiger bomb in there. Tiger bomb.
Wow. Does that burn your lip? Yeah.
Yeah.
It does mine. That's hardcore.
Tiger bomb.
Well, you know, you don't have a mustache to sit it on.
Oh, that's it.
See?
Yeah.
If you have a little mustache. I think if you put a little piece of tape.
She's so proud. She's so in her own perfection. She celebrates her imperfection. She just rubs them in everybody's faces. And she knows he's perfect. You know?
What is it we said?
But she doesn't think.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I never say so.
So what's the next topic before you run to church?
It's time, Bob. Mm. Bob is outside of time.
Yeah. Is there anything...
Is it a singing and dancing church or a talking church?
It's a disco club.
It's a disco club.
Oh,
I call it church because that was Sunday
church.
Night.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay. That's like
yeah,
a church.
Evan is underground, man. He has lots of fronts, covers. deception.
Yeah, it's just that. It's just a really great house music club.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Well, we should drive so over there and go in there and experience it.
Oh, it's great.
We should go over and experience the club.
It's open until 4 a.m. You guys have all the time in the world.
Yeah, we'll go over.
No, I'm going to come over now. Maybe Terry would be lonely, miss me. Maybe they should come too.
Terry's acting like I was in position on him. Now Bob should be going soon. I'll put up with him in 10 minutes. Come on now, you're not working on the computer.
I want to know when the actual divine feminine will actually come as a counterbalance to...
It's arrived. That's Carolyn, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, well, where do we see it materialize?
Costa Rica.
You said that might not happen.
Remember, everything's a goddamn mystery. You don't know what will happen.
Right, see?
So on that level.
But if you're saying, you know, down the road, I
told you it may not happen. You're not supposed to even think about that. It's going
to
happen.
I don't want to.
What's going to happen?
Ask Nancy when it's going to happen.
What?
The divine feminine.
When is the divine feminine going to be present and replace the
divine
patriarchy.
It happened by 1960 with the television electronic environment.
You have to remember, it was called the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. It wasn't called the Age of Aquarius. It was called the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. Right? It hasn't happened.
Why did you say I would know? I don't think it's going to happen.
I thought you would have an opinion.
Yeah.
I think it's not going to happen.
You don't think it'll
because
ever happen?
Because it won't replace. I think it will. That wouldn't be good. No. If it just replaced the men and the women were in control, it should just be different, like it's becoming now.
We've had matriarchies in the history.
You're listening, right? You're just listening.
It's changing already. There's a lot of differences in terms of the way. I'm not talking about women working and all this women's lib and all this feminist stuff. I'm talking about there's a big difference. There's big hormone differences because of our diets, too, and men are becoming women. But also besides, because of all the hormones in the plastics that are causing men to be hormonally different, and because of the stress on women when they're pregnant and all the stuff that does. Remember we were talking about that. But I just know I've just noticed a whole lot of difference in the way men regard their mates, and a lot of men that I know, very much more equal, respectful.
It's so interesting. There was just a show on KPFK that still says even the most
enlightened,
egalitarian relationships, that there is that nugget, and I've experienced that through KPFK and the left, that in all of the anarchist movements, leftist movements, even those who say, men that say that they're feminist, etc., there is always that hierarchy that sets in.
The hierarchy, that's what I wanted to talk to Bob about.
Yeah.
Because I think that Bob, I was just saying, my view is this old paradigm is vertical and top-down and always, and then that's the big thing, like anybody who wants to be this authority, and the men have this residual thing all over the place.
Right, right.
We know who really runs it.
Well, they, you
right?
know,
but, so, but I mean, Bob is horizontal. And that's what other people
don't get. Post-Rahi.
Uh-huh.
Post-Rahi. And in the interview, Isis returns with Rahi. So the things are divine, women or male anymore.
Well, I think to actually get balanced, though, there has to be something that hoiks up the feminine, and instead of having it in reference to patriarchy, it has to stand on its own, because women are only talked about in reference to what they're not of male qualities, rather than besides just nurturing, etc., those little things. Everything that they say is always in reference to the dominant. So there has to be enough of the divine feminine that stands on its own, and then a balance can come so that you see what each brings without it saying, oh, you want to be the president? Oh, or are you going to be, is it going to be, Hillary?
Tough on crime.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have
there's this thing that about, like the women in art, they had to be feminist artists and say feminist subjects and stuff instead of, there's a reaction against lips by some of the young women artists, and I think they were right.
Reaction by
young women artists, and I want to be able to comment on anything. I don't have to just comment on my, my vagina.
Right. Well, that was of its period. That was so important of its period. And I think the feminists, the women of the day, are absolute. They are just like the child that rebels against their parents and doesn't understand what has been cut down and what they had to suffer for her to be able to even be heard today.
Right, I know.
There is a complete disrespect.
But this is the same thing that's happened with the people. I was an article. There was a bunch of reaction to somebody who was talking about the new millennium generation. She was talking from that about how all the boomers, you guys, are just such, you know, they were just self-centered and so forth, and there were these letters to the editor today and the Times just going on and on about the same thing. If we didn't do this, you wouldn't have, you know, you wouldn't have birth control and abortions and all this, of course. But, you know, we don't have history anymore like this, that nobody even knows it. And that's the nice thing about all of this stuff, because what's happening in the mix, I notice as I've worked with young couples, men and women, that I had worked with for a while, and then I noticed this, and you just think about her and her brother and stuff, I just don't see this kind of one-upping thing. I just see an equality happening with these young kids, with the boys and girls, so much more than I ever saw before. So to call us to back, I mean, maybe we've gone through that, and what we can do, you know, I mean, the young kids are saying, I don't care people what color their skin is, and I don't care what sex they want to marry or be with, you know, they're just like, we're just people now. But I mean, I know this is not the case of governments, it's not the case of large parts of this country, and especially large parts of the world.
Right.
But it's happening.
Right.
You know, it is happening, and yes, all those people contributed to it, but I think going with the change that they've created, you know, and letting that blossom, which is a kind of a state of, I don't want to, it's kind of a state of cooperation. I mean, I can't lift the stuff he lifts. And I've told...
All it takes is technology.
But I've told my... I don't think women want to replace men.
They don't have that. Well, I mean, that's all it is a physical difference. And what's the
but we have different brains, you know.
But the whole male anxiety is other males doing that to other males. It has nothing to do with women.
Well, that's
and
true.
So, but they take it out on women, right? And so,
oh, I know that you're right. That there is so much of this. I mean, there is so much of it. I'm just saying that I know men who don't do that.
Of course.
I know lots of men who don't do that, and I don't think that back in the 40s and 50s there were very many who didn't think that way. I mean, today, the vast majority of men still think, you know, that they're just superior because they got a dick and balls, you know, and we know that that makes them inferior. You know what I mean? In many, many, many ways.
Right.
And especially in the new world. Right. In the new world where they don't.
But you see, that's why it just seems that crisis, because they know this is going on, this change is going on. They're resisting that change of hierarchy is what we're seeing, like the last bastions of violence. I mean, and the strength still of like radical Islam, radical Christianity, and all these fanatics are really trying to hold on to that old model. And like there was that Borat. Remember, did you guys see Borat?
Yeah.
Those kids in the trailer. Remember what he was saying to Borat? Remember, you're better than women. Just remember that. That's like college generation saying that.
Yeah.
You know? Those are in their 20s, right?
Every generation. It's still going on, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying that.
No,
in the midst of the opportunity to be, you know, for people to come in touch and be balanced in themselves,
right.
You know, and recognize everybody has everything in it. They are really, I just think it's a crisis. It's like a male identity crisis very heavily going on now. And it has nothing to do with women. It has to do with men sabotaging men. And they just know how to play upon that, you know, psychology, you know. And so I think that really... Like, you know, he was saying that the divine feminine, you know, has already happened. And I said, well, divine feminine has happened, it's been taken over by gay males. you know, because you look at all women's work. Once women's work gets paid, who takes it over but men, right? Interior design, makeup, fashion, hairdressing.
Oh, and they're even want to be the mothers.
That's interesting.
Absolutely.
That's an interesting take.
Right, you know.
You're right about that.
They co-opt the women's
exactly.
lip.
Exactly.
The fans co-opt the women's lip.
They consume. Everything.
I'm the one who came up with that.
With this?
Yeah.
No, I came up with that.
No, I told you that.
Rupert! You said that the divine feminine, and I said, you were there.
Stick to your guns, girl!
I said, no, the divine, it was James that was there. So I said, the divine feminine has been there, but men have to consume the feminine.
And I've been saying that for 30 years on the radio.
You didn't. She said that, and she said it 30 years ago.
I mean, that's what National Lampoon, the National Lampoon mid-70s, had a picture of New York City Empire State Building, and there's this dyke, or no, a drag queen on the top. That's New York City. It started then, after Stonewall, 69. By the 80s, the gay guys, David Geffen, everybody ran the show, and they were the merger of that thing. I've always talked about that. I mean, not on your show, or other, but in ancient shows. So I thought, you got that for me.
She just said it.
That's okay. I agree with her.
I've been accused of plagiarizing Hegel, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I mean, people come up with the simultaneous ideas. I mean, you know.
It's out there. Yeah.
It's obvious. I mean, it's pretty obvious to you. It was obvious to him, maybe.
Don't you remember me saying that the gay guys are the assholes of the universe? Because they did that. I say that content rules. And the reason McLuhan is ignored because the gays took over. And they're content guys.
You said that over PAMS.
Yeah.
When we were talking about this.
And then the content became the environment. When form and content merged in the digital era, the gays rule. Because they run the environment, which is content. It's style and substance and glitter and
fashion.
Stylistics.
Yeah, but still, okay, but this still comes back to male identity, the actual realization of divine feminine on its own terms, without the idea of it being serviced, which is nurturing, which is of service.
Without it being...
In reference to...
In reference to male.
Exactly, what you're not.
I can get it for myself.
I got a new angle on
it. And if you have this quality,
it's got my email and stuff.
Oh, great.
And hey, Nancy,
I'll give you the thing. I'm getting in some food. I'm coming right back, Bob.
You need to read Baudrillard's Seduction. It came out in the late 70s.
Okay.
It's about the feminine principle, but it's not limited to the female body. That's what's interesting.
Okay.
The seduction, the feminine, the seductive thing is like McLuhan's point. The hidden grounds always subtly alter people and they don't notice.
Right.
My sensation is always imitation because it's not embedded in the new matter, or it is not the new matter. That's a quote from McLuhan. So Baudrillard took that idea and put it into Pomo terms, calling it seduction. And the feminine is the thing that undermines everything, but it's not limited to the female body. That's what you might want to... You need to check your idea of the divine principle by reading Baudrillard's books that were published by Kroger originally.
I think there's a problem using the term divine.
Did you hear all that? Baudrillard?
I have to read that. It's a heavy burden. Is it hard?
Well,
yeah, it's hard for anything to be divine. The male to be divine, the female to be divine. Divine.
Well, maybe it may,
divinity,
it's,
I mean,
it comes down to it more. It's like divine feminine principle. It's a principle that can
be exercised.
But you're right. It is a very heavy lift. But it is exactly that lift. That is needed. That is the turmoil.
It's more like a quantum leap in the metaphysics of man. It should go beyond the schism of male female, more to a. There's been guys. I don't remember who the guy's name is, but there's been guys written about society becoming more. What's the term?
Egalitarian.
Well, no. There's a term that means male and female both.
Androgyny.
The society moving towards androgyny.
Right.
There's been articles written on that 20, 30 years ago. Maybe more. Maybe earlier. Maybe 100 years.
Gay guys write those.
No, I don't know. but maybe not. I don't remember the article or anything. I just remember hearing about it or reading it.
Gay guys want to. McLuhan said that the problem with Warhol's art is he merged with the tribal environment, with the tribal effect, and just went along with it. He had no detachment from it, or did not know how to have a detachment. The gay guys merge with the present. And that pisses off the white males and everybody else, because they don't like people just being robots and being what's ever happening. And that pisses off a literate sensibility.
Well, plus they get, look at the press, they're doing that.
Yeah. They don't like it just by being an asshole and not being open to that.
Content analysis, constant content merger, which is now the ground, and offering no way to get to see through this. So they end up being the whatever people. They're whatever. They just go along with anything that's going on. And then they object to people who react to that. They object to the Christians because they react to that. And the gays have no way to
the woman's psyche within as that biological issue. It's like, you know, oh great, already the woman in the chemical body has to have no hips, have this and that, and then you have a man who has no hips anyways running around in a bikini, you know, and so it's just adding. I think
but they
that
did
involved.
These bad change the images that men want, the gay men want, change over 30 years. So if you focus on one style and analyze that as the conspiracy, you're missing the change, the endless hypnosis of whatever's happening that the gays advocate.
Well, that is, but what is the continuum across that is the undermining of the female ground, of the you know, what is due, which is the balance.
And they can, what?
Right.
No, here's the thing, they can do that. Because they do not tell people that the chemical body can be hijacked like that because we're in a discarded body. They do not want that to be known. If you knew that, the Christians and all the other people could see through what they're doing or have an argument that they couldn't fight.
Well,
you see, you're looking at the chemical body too much here.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
That's why Baudrillard's Seduction is very good.
Right.
He says the feminine principle is not limited to the female body. It is a principle in matter.
Right.
It's a seductive thing. It seems to be
seduction. Well, that's a problem in and of itself. Seducting what? Why is it based on seduction?
Yeah, because that's a view.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not. Not when you read him, it's the fear of death and the pleasure of death. That's not male or female. Seduction is
the
death.
Female principle is
death. Yeah.
Female principle is death. The female principle, by the way, is life. Women can give life. Men can kill. That's the
basic. You're acting with a cliche. You have to read the book.
It's not cliche.
No, yes it is. You don't know what I mean by death. You have to read the book. What he means by death is living life. The thing that makes life interesting. But it's a process that undermines you.
Oh, okay. So what dies?
Your metaphysics. You die to your way of thinking.
What dies?
Fear of death.
The fear of death. That's what dies.
Well, I think people fear the way they're going to die, but they don't know anything about death. I think they're afraid of the way they're going to die.
Right, so that dies.
Well, because they are just like, whatever.
I don't, all
of our problems would be solved if we just evaporated when we die. You know, none of us fear it. Because we all are afraid
like
of leaving.
Like if somebody is
going to,
like, shoot you, you evaporate because, the bullet's going to hit. And it's,
well, whatever. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We have this fear of degenerating and our bodies becoming all decrepit.
But see, Nancy, I say that you react.
We have fear of pain. That's what it is.
You need to read something like Baudrillard to clear out your basic assumptions that you know you had.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I have a basic assumption about this thing when people... What you reacted to when you say women are death,
right. You react that way.
Well, because that's such a loaded word.
Right.
Yeah, and what do we call it?
Well, how do we get your attention?
But the thing is, if you read...
And who gets killed all the time by men?
That's right.
Raped and killed.
Animals.
So women.
Women.
What was the statistic I heard today? Some horrific statistic about the number of women that get killed and the number of men that ever get found for killing them?
Exactly.
One in three.
Right. So the thing is that Bojard offers, and so you say death and all that, that's shocking. Yeah, you begin with a shocker. That's an extended environment. It's a new thing. It's the last word. It's a repugnant word. Then you watch how you train your perception in relation to that.
Right.
You know,
right.
Which requires work of reading and figure out what he means.
So, you know, the one thing I think people are very still puzzled by is how to, because though, you know, I walk around and knowing your information, I can't help but still have these anthropomorphic reactions to my, you know, environment. How am I to understand and deal with the pod people, you know, people that had their brains and consciousness snatched under the knowing what I know from you? I still find myself coming down into this environment. I can sit and I can process what they're doing on a, you know, overall four body level, but still. How are people to operate after understanding your information? How do they deal with people that cut them off, people that threaten them?
Well, I did that whole question with Corbin. So when he puts the tape up, you hear me, because I'm saying, Corbin, there ain't no pod people.
Okay.
That's your own projection.
It
that
is.
There are pod people.
Yes. It's the first caller, I would say, is a reaction of a pod.
Yes, yes. So you're saying, how do you do it? You have to work at it.
But what is the...
And you probably have to work at it knowing there's no solution, but you still got to work at it.
You're a black woman.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So you, as a black woman out there, and you're...
A black lesbian woman.
Okay.
So you know
that. Okay, black lesbian woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are out there in this world of, you know, George Bush, Orange County people, and you're not being served, et cetera, whatever is going on at that time. And you are
and how do I react?
How do you react?
I say, man, I didn't want any of that food anyways. It's all shit. I don't even want what they offer.
That's one basis.
Yeah, one way.
But you're there and you're at a party and you have to be there.
And you need to eat.
I fake eating. I go.
So the idea. Okay, but the idea is while you're being ignored, while you're being, you know, getting these looks and all this stuff, you just go ahead. You just watch them watching you and. Watching the environments around you. And
well, if it's going to become violent, I'd leave.
I think I did this. But you have to take it home and open it on your thing to see.
Really? Check you out.
I figured,
who knows?
Relaxed after
Bob
yelled at me
from Canada. Yeah. Closed my eyes. I did it again. Victory for Bob. That's what I did, black
woman.
Well, I yelled at her.
It worked. If it didn't, let me know.
If it didn't, it's his fault.
let me know if it didn't.
What?
It's your fault if it
didn't
work.
Yeah, that's right. I created the disease and offered the cure.
And I think it's his birthday.
All the cure doesn't work, it's your fault.
It doesn't say right. Andrew Crystal.
Because it was your disease.
Yeah, okay. Bob has one fault, 900 victories. So I can handle a few faults.
You know, press the right buttons.
What?
Yeah, and press the right buttons.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right.
So I would have
detachment.
Different response.
It's detachment is the key.
Yeah,
word.
Seeing through the situation.
But you have to be detached because emotions
well,
or whatever,
not by going
the chemical
like this.
Really gets up.
You see and look through
and
it.
Yeah.
I look through you, Evan, not detached from you.
But
I
you
become
have to be
you.
You have to be detached emotionally, though. Or detached.
No, I don't have any emotions. I don't There's just adrenaline. There's just adrenaline.
Okay.
So Walter Bower, playing his argument with him, Bob, you need to develop your heart more. So he threw that. I said, yeah, well, you're still fighting.
You said that now?
Yeah, through Dave. He said, you know a lot, Bob, but you got to develop your heart more. I get that all from the Walter of the world, I get that all the time, because he had no fucking heart.
Yeah.
But he meant it, and that's true, but I mean, he went into that. But he claimed that I was like him. Or
projection.
Worse than him or something.
Well, yeah. that's the competitive.
Yeah, the competitive
that's just the competitive thing. Right.
And so, you know, there's nobody has more heart than I have.
Yeah.
And you know that.
Yeah.
I show it on the radio. Yeah. There's nobody as loving as
well,
me.
Well, let me say this. When I was having a conversation today, you remember, and I said that I was having a conversation with Scott today, and this is about this thing with this competition with men.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Scott, I told a friend of mine that when an old man passed on, then she should. She's living with this guy who has this fabulous house that didn't cost all that much money because it's in Escondido.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's so big that it would be way great for Golden Girls, you know?
Yeah.
I told her, you'd have got to find a way to buy that and get about 5 to 8 women to live in here. She said, I wouldn't want to live with women. And I told Scott I would.
Yeah.
He says, I don't think so. All the women I know don't get along. And this whole
thing... Who said I don't think so? Scott?
Scott. He didn't say that you wouldn't do what I said.
The last two women that I shared a place with said they could not share a place with another woman.
Well, but that's fine. I mean, I know enough women I would love to live with, and he would like it if we had a harem.
Yeah,
he would okay, because he likes the little.
Hell, I'll move in if you're really serious about it.
Almost lesbian. You know? I only do women.
There you go.
And I think women are, you know, I think this. I grew up with this idea. This was big, and when I was a child, that the men said women were all fighting and picking at each other and horrible. And all I've ever seen is men snapping at each other and really putting each other down. I know women can get
Women can get pretty bitchy.
These two up here have a problem.
With men. So I met a psychiatrist who worked in
a relationship, except with women.
Well, they have. I mean, there is something that women, I think, can learn greatly from male relationships, which is not to take things personally. Guys sit there and they do snap and da-da-da-da, but when it comes down to it, they have each other's back. They have this kind of boys club camaraderie where, you can have, like your solar council, you have people that are fighting and hate each other, but they know they can come together, and there has to be a level of trust, and they don't let the stuff out, and they cooperate to a level of making, to cover each other, where women possibly would allow somebody to fall, etc. They wouldn't see the big picture, like the women's movement during the civil rights. They said women got up the ladder before African Americans and stuff like that. But the women that got up there pulled the ladder up. Yeah. They didn't like, women didn't support that movement across, you know, and it happens in the black community, minority communities, and how they deal with the dominant
structure.
And you
think that's the women that don't do it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'd have to think a lot more about that, because maybe what you're seeing with these men is an organization that they have built up over time, like the police force, the military, and even these corporate structures. And
it's been there forever.
Women don't have that kind of organization.
But they could. Nothing's stopping them.
I know, but maybe we
mind.
Don't want to go in that direction.
But it's great.
Doing the same thing.
No, see, that's the thing. In reference to men, no, it's not. It's a very natural quality.
Cooperation.
Well, we could cooperate, but I mean, we could cooperate with it not having to have the same kind of structure.
You don't need the intent, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. But there is something, like they say, women don't get along, da 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 da, and all this kind of stuff. It's like, well, why is it? Why do guys, in a sense, sit around, they can snip, et cetera, but yet those packs travel much further and are much more solid compared to, like, you know, the groupings of women. I think it's, you know, it still comes down to the media environment. But the economics shouldn't have anything really to do with it. I mean, even if people are a lower class, you think they would need each other so much more. It's money, I think, that divides and creates competition. Oh, yes, I thought you were meaning that they need economics to get along, or need the money to get along.
No, I meant it might prevent them. It might isolate them and keep them, prevent them. I mean, there's a certain...
It's a neurosis. It's a neurosis. It's like... You work so hard, it's like African Americans out in Hollywood sometimes, or, you know, they work so hard to get somewhere instead of helping, you know, everybody up to get there. It's like, no, I work this hard, you got to do it. Where if it's in the Jewish community or something, you know, it's like, come on down. Filipinos, they constantly help, you know, their environment is amazing. It's freaking, they help their people, you know.
But you know what? I think that's where the black people have the same thing with the white.
They
a
do.
Lot of whites.
They do.
The
and
whites won't do that.
Exactly.
Because
do
we don't have, and I think maybe it's because of the years of slavery and being a part of this culture, and this culture isn't a helping culture, it's competitive, and these other people bring in their tribe.
Right, exactly.
And they've torn the tribes apart.
Right. Right.
To, yeah,
and we have, we've came up with that. The parents compete with their kids.
Right.
And then you get people, they move up, they want nothing to do with anybody else.
Absolutely.
And it's the same
thing. It's an American thing.
It is an American
thing. There's something there, you know, I was talking to this guy, it's like, you're going to find as America changes, blacks and whites have so much more in common culturally.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They do, very much.
Than, you know, people in Ireland, et cetera, or Africans in Africa.
Or even the Jews here, and the Hispanics and every other group. They're not the same. Just what you're describing is what we do.
Right.
Because we have this capitalist, itchy culture.
Right.
Capitalist what? Itchy?
Itchy scratchy.
What'd you say? Itchy
culture. Itchy culture.
Itchy.
That just, it's very competitive. It's so competitive.
Undermines.
What is it? Eat and run, Bob?
Yeah.
Did he finish?
You're going?
Finish
I'm going to your club.
You are?
Yeah, I want to see the club, but maybe go in.
She didn't want you to come. She's
no, not at all. It's a great club.
It's a lesbian club, by the way.
So cool. Well, I said it was a black fucking...
It was really great meeting you. Thank you so much for the hospitality and everything.
Well, it was great you came.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm a black lesbian, I told you.
Yeah. I know.
I know. I know. Come on, Scott, we're going to a black lesbian culture.
Why don't you guys go?
Thank you so much.
Well, because she can't leave. I need to drive home.
Oh.
Okay. Well, have fun. We had to do Jerry's thing.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you got to get one for me,
what
too.
With
right here, right here.
Okay.
Do you want me to stay longer, Terry?
Yes.
No, I can't. I got to go home reasonably early.
Stay as long as
I got to get up at 4:30.
But I'm going to bed.
Stay still.
You can stay all night, but I'm going to bed.
Stay still to get a picture.
Here, Scott.
Here, get him a picture, Terry. Yeah. I'll get him one.
The divine principle.
Come on down.
Here it is, the divine production right here. That's right.
And then you can take a picture with me in the picture.
Okay.
What's wrong with... Oh, I turned it off. I'm always doing that. Sorry, folks. Let's see if that took.
Okay.
That's pretty good, actually. Let me see if I can get it back to that setting. Okay, it's back. See, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to turn it off to get
here, I want one.
You want
the button's on the left. It's pretty obvious.
Button's on the left.
Yeah.
This okay, Bob.
No. The big button. The big button.
That's my
button. Yeah, and... First, it's got you push the button down. It's got to focus. It hesitates.
Okay.
Can you see us all?
I can see everybody. Here we go. I'm pushing.
Yeah, just there you go.
Okay.
It always goes when our eyes are closed. Yeah. You remember, this is the button to push.
Yeah. So, big one. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. And where are we? Okay, we're centered there. Please grin.
It's
now Terry, no wait, you guys, Terry, and I'll one more.
No, it said processing.
Terry,
I know.
You guys, and I'll do one
movie.
More.
It went to movie. Why did?
Oh, really?
No, it said processing. Did
no,
it get
you
it?
Got it?
Okay.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, no.
I don't have to do something.
No, let's go. Let's get another one.
Get in there. Get in there, Terry.
What do you want?
Get in here.
Get in here.
Yeah, you guys. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yay.
How come his
yeah.
is like
yeah.
that? Give you some headroom.
Mine won't.
Oh, more flash?
Bad one.
What?
Shoes
off. What?
Thank you. No.
Ah, it's like this guy.
That's cool.
Everybody else got that's a good job.
Whatever. Wow. Okay, whatever we get.
I'll email you mine if you'll email me yours.
Terrible.